Chris Evans launching political website for empathetic citizens, but says he can't be friends with a Trump supporter. By Justin Caruso on March 27, 2019. Hollywood actor Chris Evans is launching a political website he hopes will create more empathic Americans. The Marvel star is pepping this platform despite his own intolerance for the political views of others. According to a new profile piece from The Hollywood Reporter, Chris Evans has been meeting with lawmakers and looking to leverage his voice as part of the resistance to create a new political website called A Starting Point. Evans campaigned for Hillary Clinton in 2016, and while he has not decided on his 2020 candidate, his crusading use of his platform has made him a real-life superhero to a certain segment of the online hashtag resistance. Days after we talk, he pops up on Capitol Hill to do some bipartisan grip and grins with Senate Democrats Brian Schatz, Chris Coons and Jeff Merkley and Republican Lisa Murkowski. In March, he does the same at the House of Representatives. It turns out he is conducting interviews for A Starting Point, a politics website whose mission is to create informed, responsible and empathetic citizens. He's a co-founder, along with the actor Mark Casson and entrepreneur Joe Chiani. The launch date has yet to be announced. The website, which markets itself as trying to make citizens more empathetic, is being launched as Evans publicly debates cutting off friends if they support President Donald Trump. As Breitbart News previously reported, in the same THR piece, Evans said that if he learned New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady was a Trump supporter, he might have to end his friendship with the Super Bowl champion. "I really hope he's not a Trump supporter," the 37-year-old said. "I'm just hoping he's one of those guys that maybe supported him and now regrets it. If he doesn't, if he's still on that Trump train, I might have to cut ties. It's really tough," the Avengers: Endgame star also said. Evans has used the reporter interview to call President Trump an absolute dumb shit and declare that he doesn't care if he loses fans for attacking Trump.